There we go.
All right, at this time, we're going to bring into session Crescent City Harbor Commission special meeting with the agenda dated Sunday, January 18th, 2026 at 3 p.m. All right, have the clerk take a roll call, please.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Present.
Commissioner Niemer?
Present.
Commissioner Weber?
Present.
Vice Chair Evans?
Present.
Chair Shepard?
All right. Pledge of allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chairman, I'd like to give an invitation.
We're in open session right now, so there'll be no invitation. All right, on today's agenda. Oh, I'm sorry. At this time, we'll go ahead and have a public comment. The general comment period is provided for subjects not included on the agenda, but within the subject matter jurisdiction of the district. Each person is limited to a maximum of 3 minutes of speaking time. The board may not take action on non-agendized matters. In order to preserve meeting decorum and the nature of general public comments, the board and staff should not respond to statements or questions, but may make themselves available after the meeting. All right, any public comment? Anything online? Public comment? All right, hearing none, seeing none, we'll move on to our agendized item. And this agendized item is to approve a 3-month lease agreement between the Crescent City Harbor District and Long Fisheries, the Dandy Fish Company, and Fisherman's Catch Incorporated. All right, at this time, I'll open it up to public comment.
Excuse me, Chair. Vice Chair, I'd like to recuse myself in this matter.
Excellent. All right.
Thank you.
Have the record reflect that Commissioner Niemer has recused herself from the agendized item. Public comments. Hearing none, seeing none.
I'm not sure whether maybe I'll just say this on the public comment. Okay. I'd like to make sure that Dan has an opportunity to voice his concerns.
Thank you, Ms. Moreno. Noted. All right. No public comment. No further public comment. Bring it back to the board. Potential motion.
I'll make a motion to accept the 3-month lease agreement between Crescent City Harbor District, Long Fisheries Incorporated, Dandy Fish Company, Inc., and Fisherman's Catch, Inc.
Excellent. I'll second that motion. Any comments or questions from the board at this time?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I think it's incumbent upon us as a commission and individually as commissioners to recognize what we're doing and who we work for and listen to all viewpoints, whether they're favorable or not, and have the wisdom and courage to recognize when we've made a bad decision, stop and take a step back and reconsider. This is one of those occasions. We've met here twice now, and on both those occasions, the same matter on the agenda has come up, and I have voted no, resulting in a 2-to-1 vote, which deprived the commission of the third vote necessary to approve the motion. I have spent considerable amount of effort, as Harbor Commission has, as have members of the management staff, to try to resolve the issues that I felt should have been addressed in the very initial meeting. I feel thankful to Sandy for calling to the commissioners, to the chairman's attention, the need to permit me to address the commission because I have some things I want to say. That was not an opportunity that was open to me at the last two meetings.
I'm sorry, but we need to correct the record on that. Commissioner Schmidt, on both two meetings, and the record will reflect that you were given ample opportunity for any questions or comments. You chose, I'm sorry, I'm speaking. You chose to stay silent at that time. You are a commissioner, you're a peer. At any time, you could have spoken up with your concerns. You chose not to. It was afforded to everybody. To imply that you were not afforded as a commissioner to speak on any agendized matter or subject is completely false and incorrect.
Well, you may recall, it wasn't that long ago that I began to speak, and Mr. Weber had also not had an opportunity to speak, and he interrupted and was granted the floor. I stood back. So I was basically yielding to Commissioner Weber so he could have his say. And that was the end of the discussion at that time.
Commissioner Smith, the record is public. If anybody would like to see it or if you'd like to review it again, you're more than welcome to. Can we bring it back to the subject matter of agenda item 2? Do you have questions or concerns about the agendized item at this time?
I do. The main concern I have with this contract is that it is giving the fisherman's choice operation basically monopoly control over our hoist and dock to service our crab fishermen during this crab season that's just opened up. I recall a recent meeting where we were discussing the RV park proposals, and this commission had reached a decision based on inputs from our management team that neither proposal met our requirements. I think some of the language that was considered at the time is we should not do business with people that we cannot trust. Now, I have to tell you that fisherman's catch falls into that category. It's my understanding that fisherman's catch currently owes our fishing fleet, members of that fishing community, $250,000 in unpaid purchase monies that were that are standing and still outstanding to be paid to our fishing fleet. This contract that you voted yes on, both you guys, it's a 15-page contract, single space, not one page, not one paragraph, not one sentence, not one word does a damn thing to guarantee that our fishing fleet will be paid, not only for past debts, but for the upcoming season. And that's my biggest concern.
Commissioner Schmidt, so I'll have you take a look at the lease. And under Chapter 1, Section 3, it talks about us being reimbursed for what the past lease fees that Fisherman Catch owes us, the Harbor District. We have never been the middleman between a buyer and a vessel, but I understand our actions here can influence the fishing fleet. But are you suggesting that we start being the middleman between the fishing vessel and the buyers?
I believe,
and somehow take on responsibility to protect the fishermen from not getting paid by the buyers?
I believe that this district was formed for the benefit of the commercial fishing fleet. And we have an obligation to protect the safety of the fleet and the employment viability of the commercial fishing fleet. And if we stand aside and let them be taken advantage of, when we could speak up and protect them, I think we failed in our duties.
Mr. Commissioner Schmidt, does a vessel have any avenue of recourse to address if they've been shorted or stiffed on payments?
Well,
do they have any recourse, any avenue available?
To address your point.
Through the courts.
To address your point.
Through the courts. They have an avenue.
Well, there's still a question pending. You said paragraph 1.3 includes a paragraph 1.3, where the Harvard District protects its own interests, but does not give the fishing fleet the same sort of protection. That could have been included in this lease. Let's protect the fishing fleet from a fisherman's choice evading their responsibilities to the individual fishing fleet members and get them paid. They need this money too, not just the harbor.
I think I'm ready to respond to something. Clearly, when it comes to amounts owed between one agency and the fishing fleet, we have no standing whatsoever in court.
We would be interfering between two private parties.
Furthermore, I think if we deprive this one organization of making money here to be able to pay the fishermen what they're due, we are hastening that process right away, because we're depriving the guy of making any money. So there's no chance for our fishermen to get the money. And this is how I see it.
Well, to that point, you may recall that we rejected the RV proposals because of the problems with those proponents and their payment problems and debts to other third parties, not just the district. So we have to look at the total picture of who we're doing business with.
Please do not bring in any subject that have been discussed in the closed session. Please make sure, I know you're prone to leak information from closed sessions, but please do not. Secondly, right now, this is what's on the agenda, and this is what we're gonna talk about. We're not talking about trailer parks.
Especially items that were in closed session, not open session.
Well, I feel that somewhere in this 15-page lease, this harbor should have negotiated something to benefit the fishing fleet directly so they can get paid back.
If somebody dines at one of the restaurants that we lease out to and they leave without paying their tab, should we protect that restaurant from that action?
If we have a restaurant that habitually serves spoiled food and
that would fall under the health department.
Yeah. So, and in this case, it falls under the harbor district to take corrective action and to protect our fishing fleet.
Your sentiment is noted. Is there anything else on the contract that you'd like to start?
Well, yeah. Just
before we move on.
The contract is loaded with inconsistencies. In some cases, it says that the terms are jointly and severally enforceable. In other cases, it conflicts with that. I think we should determine whether or not we want to have the three business entities jointly responsible or individually responsible. I would think that they should be jointly responsible. If they're going to work together off of the dock and the hoist under a single contract, then they should all be obligated under that contract. Now, I note also that the contract anticipated that Fisherman's Catch would pay its past due amount of $14,364, but that past due amount would have been paid as of January 15th, 26th. Now, that invites two inquiries. One, did they have the money then? Well, we must have anticipated that they had the money because we put it in this contract. Question number two, did they pay the money? They have it. Did they pay it? Sandy?
We've actually refused their money. They have attempted to pay it each month, and we've refused it because initially we were going to go to court and instead we negotiated.
Ms. Moreno, I believe that was a discussion closed session. I think we should.
Well, I was informed by Mr. Rademacher that the defenses that Fisherman's Choice offered against our unlawful detainer eviction action had a 0.1% chance of succeeding. That's what he said. That there's a 0.1% chance that Fisherman's Catch could prevail on their argument against the lease and the payments and all the works. And I'm thinking, well, that tells me there's a 99.9% chance that we could have prevailed. So why didn't we go forward? Why didn't we go forward with the act? We began an unlawful detainer. Why did we not take action to seize control of the hoists and the dock when we first saw that we had a problem?
Commissioner Schmidt, this was spoken and discussed extensively during the closed session that you were present at.
So I can answer some of these questions if it's appropriate for me to speak at this time.
Not at this time. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. But
we placed Dandy Fish Company in the role as mediator of any disputes that may arise with the two other entities. Dandy Fish Company shall have the unilateral right to resolve any such disputes. Well, I think the district should be resolving those disputes. That's our job. We're in charge. We are in charge. Unless we want to surrender that.
Ms. Rademacher?
Mike?
Yes, sir.
All right. What I'd like to do is just have Commissioner Schmidt ask any questions, and then when he's finished, maybe we can address some of them.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Why can't we simply offer this contract to Dandy or Fathom, and then they could sublease if they felt it was necessary to Fisherman's Catch or whoever? You know, let's pick a responsible partner to be the one that we engage do business with, and not an irresponsible partner. Now, I was out there at the hoist a couple days ago, and again a couple minutes ago, and I noticed that Craig from Dandy had completed repairs on the hoists. So we now have two operable hoists out of his pocket. Why wasn't why wasn't Fisherman's Choice obligated to repair the hoists that they use and may have caused the disrepairs? I'm concerned about all the built-in delays that this contract has about addressing problems and terminating leases, you know, 30 days notice here, 3 days notice there, that kind of stuff. And I feel that we need to be able to take action immediately if some future problem presents itself. Most importantly, we need to have built into this contract the remedy of immediate seizure of possession of the hoists and dock should there be a default. Not have to wait 3 months, 6 months, go to court, do this, do that. We take control. We secure the property. We attempt to mitigate any future damages and take possession of those items and restore access to those resources to our fishing fleet, so that should Fisherman's Catch pull another stunt, and we can move in, take back the leased premises, and operate it independently or turn it over to Fathom, which has the first right of refusal, should there become an available hoist. Let's not wait around. Let's not wait for lawyers to resolve this problem. This thing was written by three different lawyers, and it took weeks, perhaps months, for this contract to be written. But we didn't get it until the day before we were supposed to decide the contract. That's kind of unfair to dump this matter on our laps, as complex as it is, and expect us to make a decision. Now it talks about notice to the defaulting parties. I suggest notice can also be achieved, not just by delivery through registered or certified mail, but by posting on the door or on the equipment that there has been a default and a subsequent action to reclaim possession. I don't want to have somebody saying, oh, we didn't get the notice, it didn't come in the mail. I think the venue for this dispute to be resolved should be specified in the contract. The venue being the Delaware County Superior Court, so that any kind of litigation that's involved can be handled in our local courts, not just somewhere in the state of California. And I should also encourage our Harbor District Attorney to be present in court when matters are called. It's my understanding he was absent from a court hearing last week and was held in contempt for his non-appearance. And the harbor was held in contempt for our attorney's non-appearance at a hearing last week in court. So we got to make sure that not only does our attorney attend court hearings, but that be conducted locally so we don't have it handle some distant courthouse.
Commissioner Schmidt,
yes.
I'd like to remind you that our bylaws state that we should be speaking with the executive staff and asking questions. Clarify, I think, with a lot of the issues that you have now. Did you have an opportunity to speak with Mr. Rademacher or Ms. Moranti about this lease agreement prior to today's meeting? And did they talk to you about your questions that you have today?
Well, that's an interesting point. The staff report on this agenda item was part of the agenda packet. It was the one subject meeting.
Is that a no or is that a yes?
You'll get your answer, and I'll give my statement. Okay. This staff report and draft, I should point out, contract was a situation where the collateral consequences of voting in favor of the lease or the collateral consequences of not voting in favor of the lease were not discussed or even presented.
Yes.
So, you know, one would have to read the thing and come to their own conclusions about what the consequences. And I don't see anything in this thing making reference to the crab season shutting down if this thing was to be voted down. I don't see that in the contract. There's no consequences to either the contract going forward or the contract failing to go forward. So I think that's the kind of thing that should have been brought up during the meeting, including, Mr. Chairman, the meeting that you chaired. Should have been brought up. It's a logical area of inquiry. But you were in such a hurry to gavel the meeting into order and to gavel the meeting adjourned that important things were not discussed. You don't need to wait for me to bring them. I'm happy to, because I'm here to serve the fishing fleet and the fishing employees. I'm happy to serve their interests. And that's why this is our third meeting on this thing. But I have spoken at length to the owners or operators of the Dandy Fishing Company, Craig, I think his name is, as well as Nick from Fathom. And Mike was present for that. In fact, Rick Shepherd was present for that meeting. No Brown Act violations, just the two of us. But they indicated to me that if this contract doesn't go forward, then it has the effect from the fact because we failed to seize control of our asset, because we failed to take repossession of our property, that Fathom has a legal claim to keep us from servicing our fishing fleet. And so the theory, I think, that was presented was that we give them this and it allows them to save face to the Asian market. That's what I was told over and over again. Fathom's or Fisherman's Catch primary concern was to save face to the Asian fish buying market.
Where did you hear that from?
You can make your own inquiry. And so the various scenarios of them being a sublessee or a lesser party to this contract and a full partner were somehow interpreted to be losing face. And I would think that Fisherman's Catch and the Harbor District should be far more interested in us saving face with our fishing fleet.
Commissioner Schmidt, at this time, it appears that you're just talking down to the rest of the board. We have a motion on the floor that we'd like to address. Do you have anything substantial with the lease that you can pinpoint that you have a problem with? Have you come to a conclusion on how you'd like to vote on this agenda?
Yeah, let me ask you this question.
Is this discussion productive? And will this discussion sway whether you vote yes or no on this agenda item?
Your answer to the next question is important.
Commissioner Schmidt, the conversation that we're having now, will it determine whether you vote affirmative or a negative on this lease agreement? Because that's the reason that we have these discussions. If you've already come to a conclusion on what you can vote, I think we can move forward and call the question.
Well, I have a question for you, sir. Why don't we write into this contract something to protect our fishing fleet?
Is that all?
That's my question. Is there an answer?
I don't believe that we should get involved in a government agency and the dealings of two private parties. The fishing fleet has an avenue to recuperate any losses they have. To involve another government agency, I think would be incorrect, and I don't believe it's our place.
So you believe that it's not our place?
The lease was signed off. Two private entities did business. Now, in the future, if we want to address that, then that's fine. But they have an avenue of recourse.
So how would you address it in the future?
Well, we'll have to discuss that. But right now we're discussing this lease. So is this conversation, is this productive where this would sway you, or is this discussion going to determine whether you would vote yes or no on this lease?
Well, I want the fishing fleet to get back to work without interruption. I think that we as a commission, we as a district, need to be a little wiser in how we put contracts together that allow people of a fisherman's choice to avoid their responsibilities, both to the harbor and to the commercial fishing fleet.
Noted.
Yeah.
Are you ready to call the question?
Yes.
Excellent. We have a motion on the floor. You can take a vote, please.
Commissioner Schmidt?
Yes.
Commissioner Weber?
Yes.
Vice Chair Evans?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We'll adjourn this one.